Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiators for the contentious trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership say they have made significant progress and will continue to work on the remaining outstanding issues. The TPP, which could cover 40% of the global economy, has sparked demonstrations in some nations. Some relief in sight for the Ebola epidemic that has ravaged West Africa for more than a year. The story from Carol Pearson.
Rival pharmaceutical companies work together to produce a vaccine, and at last there is one, produced in record time and said to be highly effective. Dr. Junge Arne Rutingen is one of the study co-authors at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health.
Based on the number of individuals and cases we see, there is 100% protection in those vaccinated.
The vaccine combines a protein of the strain of Ebola that ravaged West Africa and another unrelated virus. The result is a weakened virus that cannot cause disease but generates an immune response. Health workers and others at high risk were the first to get vaccinated, along with thousands of volunteers. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Security issues will be a focal point for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when he travels to meet with Egyptian officials in Cairo over the weekend. From Egypt, Mr. Kerry travels to Qatar, where he will meet with the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council about the Iran nuclear deal with which the GCC has taken issue. Secretary Kerry will then travel to Singapore, as well as Malaysia and Vietnam, where he will mark the 20th anniversary of the start of U.S.-Vietnam diplomatic ties. This is VOA News. Afghan Taliban announced Friday its Supreme Council chose Mullah Akhtar Mansour as the new chief after confirming reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. Taliban sources say his leadership is highly contested by some factions, which instead favor Mullah Yaqub, the eldest son of Mullah Omar. Suspected Jewish settlers firebombed two homes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank on Friday, burning a Palestinian toddler to death and wounding four family members. Israeli military spokesman Peter Lerner called the arson attack near the northern city of Nablus nothing short of a barbaric act of terrorism. Hundreds of people joined protest, and there were sporadic clashes between Israelis and Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare phone call to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to say the attack was, in his words, reprehensible and horrific.
We're shocked. We're outraged. We condemn this. There's zero tolerance for terrorism, wherever it comes from, whatever side of the fence it comes from. We have to fight it and fight it together.
Piece of plane debris that investigators believe might be part of the missing Malaysia Airlines flight that disappeared last year is being flown to France, where it will be analyzed by a technical team. Flight 370 was operating a Boeing 777 on the flight that disappeared in March 2014 with 239 people on board. China has won the bid to host the 2022 Winter Olympics in the capital, Beijing, marking it the first city to host both the summer and winter games. VOA's Bill Hyde reports. Triathletes swam in waters off Copacabana Beach on Friday ahead of weekend Olympic test events, despite published warnings that water in the area was unfit for swimming. The website of the Rio de Janeiro Environmental Agency said the water, which had been declared unfit 10 previous times this year, was unsafe based on the results of a Monday water test. You can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we'll go backstage to the famous New York City jazz club, The Blue Note, to talk to trumpeter Ingrid Jensen and keyboardist Jason Miles about their new collaboration channeling Miles Davis' Kind of New. Yes, Miles Davis still seems to be alive. So many musicians reference his work, think about him, and talk about him as if he were right there in the room. And that's the way I felt when I went backstage at the Blue Note in New York City to speak to trumpeter Ingrid Jensen and keyboardist Jason Miles about their collaboration Kind of New, on which they do not imitate Miles Davis, instead channel his spirit. You'll find out all about that and hear this new music coming up on this edition of Jazz America. But first, speaking of trumpet, I think you're going to be hearing a lot of trumpet on this edition of Jazz America. So let's begin with a bang with three fantastic trumpeters from all over the world from a brand new release recorded live in Prague called the Trumpet Summit Prague. It's Vincent Mendoza, the award-winning conductor, leading the Czech National Symphony Orchestra and St. Blaise's Big Band, and three fine trumpet players, Randy Brecker, Bobby Hsu, and Jan Hassanol. Let's begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with their version of Duke Ellington's classic, Caravan.
Thank you.
21st century by famous remix artist Joe Clausel with an updated version of her classic Feeling Good here on VOA's Jazz America. I wanted to play that for you because you're going to hear the modern sound of jazz as we investigate an artist who was always pushing that envelope forward, Miles Davis, and two artists who followed in his footsteps, Ingrid Jensen and Jason Miles, in continuing to do just that. Nina Simone was a wonderful vocalist and a great pianist, too, and a wonderful writer as well. But she was a very troubled soul, and there is a brand new documentary film that's out called What Happened, Miss Simone, all about her life and her career. If you have a chance to see that, please do just that. And I wanted to play that after having seen that documentary, just to reflect on Nina Simone, her brilliant career, and her wonderful spirit. This is Russ Davis. I went to the Blue Note in New York City for the celebration of the release of Kind of New, the collaboration between keyboardist Jason Miles and trumpeter Ingrid Jensen. I had a chance to go backstage after their sound check to speak with them, and hear some of that conversation now. So, now let's just get to Kind of New right away. On the surface, people say, okay, Kind of New, so kind of like Kind of Blue. I never felt that way. Hearing the first note of it.
Neither did I.
and this, the operative term, is spirit. It seems that you are channeling Miles' free spirit. And I think that Miles created, I mean, Cecil Taylor and Ornette started free jazz as a movement. And Miles was free, but it had funk. So it was a whole different vibe and spirit about it. And I think that you're channeling his spirit, maybe meditating on trying to link up with him musically, because this is not the songs from Kind of Blue. This is Kind of New. Talk to me, y'all.
It was never going to be anything like that. It was just an idea of, you know, calling the project, because I always saying, you know, man, music is coming from a certain place. Jazz came from a certain place, and that place was New Orleans. And I said to Ingrid, I said, you know, I think we got to start with some grooves that start there, man, where everything was the beginning. And that's kind of new. I went over to her house, and I just was telling her husband, John, hey, this kind of, and he played this thing immediately. And we were right on it. Mm. I mean, really, really, like, right on it.
Mm.
And I brought her home and meditated over the thing, you know what I mean? And it started to come together, and she picked it up in 2 seconds, and it started developing from there.
Channeling the spirit of Miles Davis, sounding maybe as he might if he were around today. Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, on the keyboards and electronics, Jason Miles from their new release, Kind of New, with the song Cat's Eye. Now for something completely different and to celebrate a birthday. He's 84 years old as of the 31st of July, the great guitarist from Detroit, the legendary Kenny Burrell. Here's a cut from one of his very first recordings ever. The song is Cheetah on Jazz America from VOA1. Thank you. Kenny Burrell, the birthday boy, 84 on the 31st of July, with music he created when I was 5 years old, recorded in 1956, his classic song Cheetah. I've got more music coming up from a very famous vocalist who's also celebrating a major birthday, and a request that I've received. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here is that email with a request and a comment too. The email reads as follows: Hi Russ, I must admit I really enjoy your show. However, can you please play something for me by Yanni, the Jazz Master? And this came from Samuel Anor Korshi. Well, Samuel, Yanni, the Greek keyboardist, is known as a musician who performs in the music known as New Age music, not so much in the world of jazz. So I thought I might honor your request by giving you some music from an artist who also has dabbled in that New Age vein of music, but has certainly made the transition to improvised music and to jazz in a big way. He is French-born pianist Philippe Saisse. As a matter of fact, I saw him doing some high-level improvisation on stage at the Montreal Jazz Festival, working in the band with Al Di Meola just a few weeks ago. Here's Philippe Saisse from his album Masks, with a very electric piece of jazz titled Proco Groove, just for you. Hope you enjoy it, here on VOA's Jazz America.
of the tree of life. I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come, babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway.
Wait till our lips have met.
Wait till you see that sunshine day.
You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine?
The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine.
Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry.
For these arms to surround, should nobody in it do don't.
You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground.
Wait till you're locked in my embrace.
Wait till I draw you near.
Wait till you see that sunshine place.
Ain't nothing like it here.
The best is yet to come. Tony, won't it be fine?
Anna, the best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine. Go! Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms. Around. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground.
Wait till you're locked in my embrace.
Wait till I draw you near.
Wait till you see that sunshine place.
Nothing like it here.
The best is yet to come, babe. Won't it be fine?
The best is yet to come.
Come the day you're mine.
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 Mr. Anthony Dominic Benedetto of Astoria, Queens, New York City, born on the 3rd of August in 1926, 89 years old on August 3rd. Tony Bennett with The Best Is Yet to Come, alongside one of the beautiful ladies of jazz today, Diana Krall. Now, that was from the album from 2006 titled Duets, on which he played alongside not only great jazzers like Ms. Diana Krall, but rock artists too, like Sting and Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney and James Taylor and others. Hope you enjoyed that, and happy birthday, Tony Bennett, one of the sweetest folks I've ever had a chance to meet, and still going strong at 89 on August the 3rd, singing his heart out. Well, playing their heart out and channeling the spirit of Miles Davis. At the Blue Note in New York City, just back in the middle of July, were Ingrid Jensen, the great trumpeter, and the great keyboardist, Jason Miles. I want to share more of my conversation with them as they were there to celebrate the release of their new album, Kind of New. We'll hear some of that music after we talk to them here on VOA's Jazz America.
I don't know many trumpet players that really find that spot in the middle.
Mm.
And Ingrid found that spot.
I concur. And it's funny to put you on a spot, in a way, of you're playing the part of Miles Davis. I never felt that way as I heard this project. I thought of it as your collaborative effort with those that joined with you. Ingrid, give me some thoughts about joining in on this project and the spirit of it, if you will.
I mean, for me, it's about sound. Sound has kind of always been a big deal to me. And I never got to actually meet Miles and actually hang out with him. But Clark Terry told me, he said he would have really liked me. He said, yeah, Miles would really like me. He also told me Louis Armstrong would really like me. So I guess I was being nice that day. But, you know, the thing is that, of course, every trumpet player at some point, if they're listening and they're into sound, they're going to go, I want to sound like Miles, or at least get into that vocal quality of the trumpet rather than be a trumpet player. So that's always been what it's been for me, because I have a secret singing voice that I use on special occasions, but I really put it through the horn. And that idea is to be channeling ideas that are melodic and meaningful rather than licks that are taken from the history books and supposed to be regurgitated for some reason. But I never really got into that way of playing because for a lot of reasons. That would be another whole interview. But for the most part, that I just developed as an ear player and organically was going for things that I think that sounded like something that a singer would sing. And then are also combined with this technical side of the language that I got into listening to Woody Shaw and Freddie Hubbard and Clifford Brown and Clark, you know, Clark Terry can play extremely fast. And so the technical side of things that Miles also did extremely well. I never understood when people would say, oh, Miles wasn't a great trumpet player. He played the crap out of the trumpet. And he practiced it like a legit player would practice, and he played it in a way that was extremely on an extremely high level. We'll be right back.
From their brilliant new work, Kind of New, that's Street Vibe. You can just feel the presence of Miles Davis hanging out in the studio with Jason Miles and Ingrid Jensen as they put this music together. Hope you enjoyed that. And I hope you'll enjoy, just for fun, one of the classics of jazz history for all time. Here's the legendary Sonny Rollins, his classic St. Thomas, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. 1956 in the album Saxophone Colossus, Sonny Rollins, St. Thomas. More of Kind of New from Ingrid Jensen and Jason Miles. Coming up next hour. Stay tuned.